tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 27 degrees, absolutely perfect conditions for this massive and historic occasion. And a gentleman who, well, was the big part of the decision to make it happen, obviously, but I do just wonder whether he thought it might ever happen. He's the CEO of the Australian Football League. Gillon McLachlan, welcome to 6PR Breakfast.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Have you started to exhale yet, or is it just get through the next 24 and a bit hours?
Not yet. They open the gates. I think the gates go open at about 12:45 or 1 o'clock tomorrow. People start filing in. That'll be a big part of the relief, I reckon.
Right.
We need a good game.
Right. So once we start to see people actually enter the venue, then you'll sort of think that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, it feels a big concession as well. But yes, maybe I reckon they're getting close then.
No, fair enough. What an amazing 2 years for the Football League. Can you just reflect on you know, particularly, I guess, the last 3 months with so much uncertainty, and, of course, all our thoughts are with everyone in Victoria and, indeed, in Sydney. Nimbleness, I guess, has been the word of the year.
Agile and flexible, yeah. Thank you. I'm very proud of players, our clubs, the staff, my team, frankly, all the supporters across the country have come on the journey and supported and made it all happen as well. Last year was pretty, the first half when, we just had no idea if we were going to play again that year. And if we didn't, you know, there was a pretty existential threat to the league. So the toll of that and the scale of that was pretty daunting. And then this year has been logistically just even much more difficult than last year, the snap lockdowns and, you know, I think since the AFLW and men's season started in start of February, we've only had 4 weekends that haven't been impacted by border closures. So the resilience of the guys organising at my end and our players and others has been remarkable, and it's a huge effort, I reckon.
The couple of weeks you've now spent in Western Australia ahead of the game, what struck you about the way that Perth people have embraced this game? I mean, I feel it's no surprise to us. We always felt, I mean, we never thought there'd be a grand final here, but there was never any question that the public would get behind it from our point of view. But what struck you about the build-up?
Well, there's a huge energy and a demand and a fervour for it, which I guess I just expected or took for granted. The thing that surprised me a bit is how appreciative the Western Australians are. I mean, we're clearly very grateful to be here. There's a sort of an understanding about what is the loss the Victorians are feeling, an appreciation and a sort of a respect and an empathy. I don't know that I'm maybe shouldn't be surprised about, but it's a they feel this has been a long time coming. They appreciate it in a way that's very grateful, and I'm appreciative of that.
What are you looking forward to? I mean, other than the game actually getting away, do you get a moment, even as the CEO, to just sit back, take a moment and enjoy the spectacle?
You do. I mean, I don't feel that way during the games during the year. You're trying to get all teams to be 11-11 at the end of the year. That'd be your dream result. You want games to be close and all the footy to be good. If the game's close into the second half tomorrow, I reckon that's when you can sort of feel like there's not much more you can worry about and you can enjoy it. And I do feel it's going to be close tomorrow. These teams were the best two teams all year. I reckon everyone feels that and understands that now, and they feel well matched. So I hope it's a cracker for all of us, but particularly the Western Australians.
Is there a sense that, and I know you've spoken about earlier this week, but is there a sense that perhaps the AFL's eyes have been opened a bit about some of the opportunities that exist in the traditional football states through this? I mean, so much of your energy, your executive team energy, the commission's energy has been on growing the game in non-traditional football markets. But I think if the Dreamtime game, for example, showed anything, is that there is just an enormous appetite for footy content in the heartland of the game too.
Yeah, I think we know this is a football town, but I think the scale and the breadth and the opportunities might have been hidden from view a little bit, and I reckon people's eyes have been opened. I do think that game, when you got two non-Western Australian teams selling out in hours, and then the energy and the engagement, you know, it wasn't just sort of people observing, they were engaged in that game. I reckon it has meant that we might have a silver lining for Western Australians, that there's going to be more big games and content coming to this town. I feel confident about that.
Can you give us a hint at the sorts of opportunities you might be talking about?
Well, I don't know how it lands, but, had discussions with with CEOs of Essendon and Richmond, who said, right, it wouldn't be every year, but can we do something regular in WA? I mean, I think if you take the line through Dreamtime and then you apply it to other big marquee slots, I think people say, well, Perth, we could fill it up in Perth and it'd be a hell of a, you know, a spectacle and great for that game, that event. And I reckon take a line through that, and there's, whether it's Queen's birthday or others, I do think there's opportunities.
What do you think? I mean, do you even look at next year yet, or you just take a bit of a breather, get this game out of the way and recharge? But we thought that this year might be the year it returned to normal. No such luck. Is this the new normal for the foreseeable future?
Well, I'm optimistic, and I think it'll be better next year, but I don't think it'll be easy. Just think there's going to still be differences about vaccination rates and state policies. And so, you know, and more COVID in the eastern states. So it'll be different rules there that I think will have our own challenges. And I think going to certain states will have the challenges. So I hope it's easier, and I think it will be, but I'm not sure it's going to be much simpler. We're sort of, to the first part of the question, you know, we're looking ahead to that. I've got the sort of views on that and what might be the challenges. The exact sales, I don't know. And the first big challenge will be, you know, start of the AFLW season, January 7 or 8. And so, you know, we're part of solving means you've got to see what the settings are. Are Victoria and not New South Wales going to open up? And what's the other responses? That we don't actually know, Gareth, so it's quite hard to plan. So we can lay out the issues, but the solves might be a bit closer to the time.
Well, we'll set that aside for at least two or three hours on Saturday. We hope for an absolutely cracking contest. And I know as a proud footy person and a proud West Australian that we are going to do this occasion proud. We're going to be good custodians of it, and we can't wait.
Well, thanks for the support. I do know that it's just an amazing venue with passionate footy people and a good day. We're pretty we had to get too far wrong from here, so thanks for everything.
Good on you. Gillon McLachlan, the Chief Executive of the AFL.